From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Alabama farmers and nursery growers negatively impacted by the coronavirus may begin applying for financial assistance through two programs administered by the Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries. The signups are part of the $26 million Alabama Agriculture Stabilization Program, which was funded with money from the CARES Act. Applications will be accepted through October 15th for state supplements to the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program and the Nursery Grower Reimbursement Program. Farmers can apply at agi.alabama.gov. China has suspended imports from an OK Foods poultry plant in Fort Smith, Arkansas because of coronavirus cases among workers. AgWeb.com reports China has blocked products from some plants in foreign countries as part of an all-out effort to control the spread of COVID-19. The OK Foods plant is the second U.S. poultry facility to be blocked because of an outbreak. Tyson Foods was the other. Representatives of the Biden and Trump presidential campaigns will speak live at United Fresh Produce Association's virtual Washington conference, making their cases why their candidate is best for the produce industry. Association President Tom Stenzel tells thepacker.com, "We don't expect fisticuffs online, but be ready for some verbal sparring as election season heats up." The discussion starts at noon today with former Obama Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and former Sunny Purdue Chief of Staff Ray Starling. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.